And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is all business all the time. My first guest and I were talking about the upcoming midterm elections and campaign reform. My second guest told us about the U.S. housing market and remains one of the weakest links in the economy. We also discussed what the moratorium on foreclosures was going to mean for the market. My next guest is a marketing expert and an entrepreneur. She understands what it takes to find perfect prospects, convert them into buying customers, and transform them into ideal clients for a lifetime. She's going to share with us the five secrets to turning prospects into lifetime clients and endless revenue. If you have questions or you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Melissa Galt is a life catalyst and a lifestyle diva. She is a professional speaker, a weekly radio host, marketing consultant, and certified coach. As one of America's leading interior designers, Melissa applies the same transformational process of interior design for homes to designing our interior selves and our business and personal development. She's a graduate of Cornell University. She now lives in Atlanta, but she's very familiar with the Ventura area because she lived in Southern California for much of her life. Welcome to the show, Melissa. How are you today?
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm doing great.
Well, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being our guest. Now, many of the listeners out there listening to the sounds of our voice are business owners or they work in business. In fact, they might be listening to us in their car driving to an appointment or at their desk. You say and write that there are three types of business owners, and I'm sure this applies to business people in general. What are those three types of business owners, and why is it important to know which type you are?
Well, there are three types of business owners as I see it and as I've experienced it. There are what I call the DIYers, there are the freebie or freeloaders, and there are the investors. And the DIYers are those that will listen into a show like this. They will take the information, they will apply it to their business. It may be a little haphazard, but they'll actually be able to move it forward. And that's really critical because while it may take them a little while, it still means they're in forward motion. The freeloaders are the ones who will listen in and won't actually apply any of it. They'll appreciate it, they'll cherish it, they'll treasure it, and it will become shelf help. And the investors are the ones who will listen in and want more because they want to invest in their forward motion and their progress. They're not willing to wait or piecemeal it like the DIYers are, and they're serious about taking quantum leaps.
All right. Now, knowing what type of person you are obviously will help you to better understand what steps you need to take. Now, you talk to business owners and professionals that they need to embrace relationship marketing and discover how to create success, where CREATE is an acronym. What is the acronym? What do the letters stand for in CREATE?
The acronym is really pretty simple. The C is for connect. The R is for relate. The E is for educate. The A is for act, better yet, interact. The T is for touch. And the last E is for excite. And when you do all of those steps, it yields closing sales. We are in the age of high tech and high distrust. So business today is all about high touch and high trust. It's about ditching the pitch and skipping the sell. And when instead you step into the space and connect through the social networks, LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, etc., you relate with a blog. You relate with your electronic newsletter, your e-zine, as it were. You relate in live networking. And then you educate your ideal target market through those same channels. And by educating them, it means that you are enhancing your credibility, boosting your visibility, and mastering what I call your KLT factor.
KLT, what does that stand for?
Know, like, and trust.
Ah.
And it's the people that we know, like, and trust that we do the most business with. It's why real estate agents in years past, anyway, have always put their picture on their card because it boosted their KLT factor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, today, it takes a lot more than just a picture of yourself to establish your KLT factor. And one of the biggest challenges that I find with business professionals across the board is the picture, because many of them think this is kind of like online dating, which I have a little bit too much familiarity with. And they try and put a picture up there that's, 10 years old, 20 pounds lighter, and they forget that they've got to be recognized on site, or they've shot themselves in the foot and immediately come across out of integrity and dishonestly.
All right, we're talking to Melissa Galt, everybody. She is a marketing expert and an entrepreneur. She's got a little acronym that I like very much. It's Connect, Relate, Educate, Act, Touch, and Excite. The acronym is CREAT. And looking at your acronym, Melissa, the second letter, R, the Relate.
Mm-hmm.
Using the social media, I can see how, you know, you can create a blog, and I can see how you can tweet and all of those things. But how do you actually relate to people? I mean, you're putting your blog out there, and if somebody stumbles across your blog and has the same personality type or the same ethos that you do, great, you start to relate, you click it off. But how will they find you in order to relate to what you're putting out there in the blogosphere?
They find you because a blog is like anything else, and you're using search engine optimization on it. You're going to be writing your articles, your posts, as it were, that can be, you know, under 250 words, with keywords relevant to your market. And the tricky part I found is that many of us are so immersed in our own industries, our own niches, and in our own topics, that we get blindsided and forget that our audience isn't necessarily looking for the terminology that we use on a day-to-day basis, because that's trade terminology. So I had a colleague recently who came to me with this, and he said he's got a wonderful site called Free Marketing Made Easy. And he said, Melissa, I have been marketing to entrepreneurs, but I just discovered that my audience doesn't call themselves entrepreneurs, they call themselves business owners. Now, while technically the definition may be similar, if you're looking as a business owner out for things that say business owner in it, and something passes by on your radar that doesn't say business owner but it says entrepreneur, you're not going to see it.
Interesting difference there. I like that.
Yeah, it really is important to get out of the trade terminology, and certainly in design it happens all the time, because the design trade uses the term interior design and designer. Well, that's not what consumers look for. They look for decorator and decorating.
Interesting. Interesting how we use the different vernacular there.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to step into your target market's mindset.
Get inside of their head. And that's where your CREATE acronym is so important, for Connect, Relate, Educate, Act, Touch, and Excite. Now, I'm kind of excited about touch. What do you mean the T aspect of the CREATE? How do you touch your customer?
You touch them regularly with your electronic newsletter, with your Facebook posts, with your tweets. It's a constant touching. Because the people, for example, I have a very large Twitter following.
Yes, you do.
And I'm constantly touching my tweets, which are the followers I have on Twitter, with my little nuggets of wisdom, with my marketing tips, with my social media tips, with my positive quotes, along with my being social. Social media is not about being personal. It's about being social, and there's a very fine difference there. It's not about what I ate for breakfast. Instead, it's about the recipe of the incredible muffins that I had, because that taps into the WIIFM, what's in it for me. And if they're reading a tweet and it says, I ate cornflakes for breakfast, there's nothing in that for them.
Right.
But if they read a tweet instead that says, wow, I had these fabulous blueberry muffins, you're not going to believe how easy this recipe is, here it is. I've just been social.
I see.
And I've provided something of value. Same thing applies if I had breakfast with somebody really interesting and I can share that. Or if I had it in a fascinating place and I can share that.
All right, well, we're talking to Melissa Galt, everybody. She is a marketing expert, an entrepreneur. We're talking about her acronym, CREATE, C-R-E-A-T-E. And you stumbled upon Twitter. And I want to deep dive into Twitter for just a minute, because you do have quite a big following on Twitter. First of all, how did you get your following? And then how often daily do you have to reach out and touch them? And doesn't the daily touching actually become a job in itself?
Okay, I'll take this one at a time.
Okay.
The way I kind of dove into it, I actually had the same feeling that many business professionals have, which is I hated Twitter in the beginning. The first 2 weeks, I was miserable. I thought it was the worst bunch of rubbish imaginable, and I thought this is noise, and I don't want anything to do with it. Then I attended a high-end investment event. There were 20 of us in the room. We'd all paid dearly to be there, and everybody in that room was older than I am, and for the record, I'm 49. They were older than I am now, and they were all in social media, on the social networks, and they were all turning it into revenue streams. So I had a big wake-up call. And the key with any of these networks is really and truly to be consistent and persistent in providing value, education, and what I call warm fuzzies. Overall, the networks are really positive places to be. They don't tolerate a lot of negativity.
And that's good.
Yeah, it is good. So I climbed on. I will confess, and most of my followers know this anyway, I do schedule out, as do a lot of people, a lot of their tweets. I create them. They're all mine. And then I schedule them out to go out at regular intervals every 10 to 20 minutes or 15 to 30 minutes during the course of the day for 8-9 hours.
Wow. So okay. You are doing 3 an hour, at minimum, 3 an hour,
yeah,
for the 8 hours of business, so basically 24 a day.
Yeah, minimum. Sometimes I'll go 30, and sometimes I'll even go 50 a day.
What in the world do you say, Melissa?
Well, when you look at it this way, Bill, Twitter is a virtual cocktail party. Facebook is a virtual backyard barbecue, and
okay,
LinkedIn is a virtual networking event. So with Twitter as a virtual cocktail party, a cocktail party is quick, short snippets, in, out, overheard that, say your 2 cents. So a lot of it is marketing tips, strategy tips, social media tips, business building tips, and also I'll answer questions when asked. I do engage on a personal basis in a social manner. I also share a lot of positive quotes, inspirational and motivational pieces, because I'm all about not just marketing, but your mindset has to be there too. You can have the greatest marketing in the world, but if your mindset isn't in it, you're not going to win.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
No,
so I like
not going to happen.
I like Twitter. It's the cocktail party. Now, Facebook's the backyard barbecue. How is that different than the cocktail party?
It's very different. First of all, Facebook does not want anywhere near the level of engagement that Twitter does on a consistent, persistent basis. Facebook wants you on there an hour a day for the whole hour, interacting in all the different mediums. So your profile, your wall, the main home feed with your friends, over to your fan page, and they want you going deeper. It's not 140 characters. I would say an average post on Facebook is probably closer to 300 to 400 characters. They love links, and Facebook is the largest repository of images globally. Facebook adores photos and video.
Okay.
And Facebook is the number three search engine, Google being number one, YouTube is number two. Never underestimate the power of video.
Okay. Well, I don't, and I love YouTube as a site. So Google's number one, YouTube's number two, and Facebook is the number three search engine.
Right.
Now, give me some idea of what you put up on your Facebook on a day-to-day basis.
Facebook, I have both a personal and I have a business. And the personal, I'll put in more, you know, personal asides about what I'm up to on a social level with friends. I'm hanging out. I'm doing this. I'm doing the other thing. On the fan page, I keep it to strictly business, which might mean talking about an event I just did, a speaking gig I've got coming up, a new client I have on board, a program I'm running. I'll market my programs through there, and that sort of thing.
All right, all right.
I'm not on Facebook as much as Facebook wants me to be.
Okay.
Because I happen to be a real fan of Twitter.
Got it. All right. So one or the other. And then finally, LinkedIn is a networking environment, just like a business networking environment, a Chamber of Commerce mixer, that kind of thing?
Yes. So LinkedIn is much more your business side. LinkedIn is more of a 180 view of you, whereas Facebook and Twitter both want the 360 view of you. They want the whole person, the whole character, the whole personality. LinkedIn still really kind of gears towards your 180, maybe pushing you out to 240, but it doesn't want all those nuggets that you're going to share on Twitter and Facebook.
Fair enough. All right. Now, Melissa, if people are listening to the sound of your voice and they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go?
I would direct them to go to melissagault.com, and right there on the homepage, there is an ebook that they can download for free, and that is the 7 Surefire Steps to Marketing That Makes You Money.
Ooh, I like that. 7 Surefire Steps to Marketing That Make You Money, and that's on Melissa Gault. Spell that for everybody, please.
It's Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, G-A-L-T.com, just like John Galt in Ayn Rand's novel.
All right, good, good, good. Now, we've only got about a minute remaining, Melissa, but in that minute, you know, Andy Warhol said that everybody's got their 15 minutes of fame, and how can we use social media to create not only our 15 minutes of fame, but really lasting celebrity?
Layer your networks. You've got to use at least 2, preferably 3. You can do it in less than an hour a day once you get up and started. And use your face, not your pet, not your car, not your logo, not your kids. Your face, current, contemporary, and be honest and direct and never send a generic invite. Always make your invites personal, whatever network you're on.
All right. We've been talking to Melissa Gault, everybody, marketing expert, entrepreneur, actually just a whole lifestyle diva in general. Her website is melissagault.com, and you can find some great information up there as well. Melissa, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks a million.